This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. The Fantasy Footballers back with you. Mike, the Fantasy Hitman Wright, here, present, hoodieing it up.
Oh, baby, it's hoodie season.
Yeah, you've been full-time hoodie.
It's great. It's so cozy.
Jason Moore is here.
I like a good hoodie, but I need a zipper hoodie. I don't like the pullover.
I get it, because it's a commitment.
It is a commitment to the day, and I'm wearing a non-zippered hoodie today.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem is, I don't have... There's no...
Oh, no front pockets.
There's no front pockets on this hoodie either.
I have one of those, and...
Do you miss them?
Every time I wear it, I'm like, what? Who did this?
Yeah.
Who did this?
Yeah, I'm normally on Jason's side.
I need my root pouch.
Yeah. You need your root pouch. Wednesday edition of the show... It is fantasy football playoff season. I was taken aback by the level of comments on the YouTube channel yesterday of people that, like, when you get to the playoffs, you see a lot of these comments coming through. It's like, yeah, I made the playoffs. I felt like 80% of the comments, legitimately, on YouTube were started 0-4, made the playoffs. Started 1-5, made the playoffs. I had somebody reach out on Twitter, and they started 1-4, and I told them, well, if you get to 7-7, you could probably get in. They got to 7-7, they got into the playoffs. Like,
those are the teams that go on to win the championships oftentimes because they got hot at the right time. They're on the way up, and it doesn't matter. Once you make the playoffs, there's, you need three wins. That's it. You win the next three games, you're a champion.
I have a question for you. Do either of you guys have any fantasy playoff superstitions that you've put into place? I mean, yesterday we were joking where, like, you bought Brooks. You were very nice to Brooks. You bought him a pizza the week you guys played in the playoffs. I remember many, many years ago, my strategy in the playoffs was I would change my team's logo to
You did.
A player from my opposing team that I hoped had a bad game.
Yeah, you tried. You did and that it worked. To Robert it
worked,
Griffin.
Worked very well until I met Mike in the finals. Do you have any strategies for the playoffs other than playing the right players?
No, I really think it's just being kind to your opponent, making sure that they know how special they are, how valuable they are, how much you wish them the best. You got to get that. You got to get the energy on your side.
I started a new one this year.
Oh, okay.
I have a new tradition that I'm gonna be carrying it out every year.
Okay.
Because I'm in a very good mood this morning. I'm pumped up. I got the playoffs coming. And part of that is because I drove in and I picked a playoff song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I picked a playoff song that's going to pump me up. It tells me the things I need to know going into the playoffs.
Kind of like walkout music.
Yeah. It's inspiring. Like, I feel inspired to win.
And what was the song?
Obviously, it was Michael Bolton.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
And it was Go the
Jack Sparrow.
Go the Distance.
It was Go the Distance.
It's a good song.
Right?
It's a great song.
And if you listen to that song, it's pretty much talking about a fantasy football player heading into the playoffs.
You know
or,
what, Andy?
Or Hercules.
You know what, Andy?
Either one.
I believe you can go the distance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm planning on it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know what just happened.
Yeah, what just happened? Dude, Did you curse me?
I am telling you, you're a fantastic man. Thank you.
Great. Great. Walked right into a curse. All right, we've got a lot going on. We got Hungry for More on the show today, some mailbag to get into. We'll talk about NFL news. We'll talk about the Thursday night game, which has some big injury implications. We'll remind you right here, right now, drop it like it's hot. Your waiver wires have gone through, and you need to keep an eye on who's been dropped. There are people that are going to be forced to put some people onto the waiver wire today because you're living for today.
And don't forget to continue looking at your opponent and what they need and what is out there that they should be grabbing that they will not be able to because you block them.
Yeah. And there's a new Dynasty podcast out. So after you finish today's show, if you want to check that out, the Fantasy Footballers Dynasty podcast, a Keep Trade Cut episode, Kyle Borgannoni, Matthew Betts, Jason Moore, and some good discussions.
There were some really good discussions, debatable player archetypes where it's like this guy, that guy, or the other, and some really good conversation.
This guy, that guy, or the other.
How's that for a tease? You don't even know who we're talking about.
Before we jump into Hungry for More, this is championship season, so we want to remind you about fantasychamps.com. You need a trophy, you need a belt, you need a ring, you need the swag. I plan on getting it all this year.
It's great.
Presenting it all to Jason later on. But there is a promotion that they've been doing for us every year. You get a $59 championship ring for free if you buy a trophy or a belt. So maybe you're getting something for the league.
It's a good deal.
Like
nice
a trophy.
Yeah.
And then you get something for yourself as a champion or for the winner, like an individual award. And you put the code in free ring. Mm-hmm. And you put the ring and the trophy in your cart.
And you will watch the $60 ring become free. And also, those rings are awesome.
That is
every championship that I have over the last decade, I have one of those rings from Fantasy Champs. Mike, we've got them all in front of where we work.
Oh, I dread when they arrive because I know you'll be displaying them right next to me.
Yeah. They're gorgeous. So, free ring at fantasychamps.com.
Welcome to Hungry for More, presented by Uber Eats.
And I won't look back.
Are you holding the lyrics?
I can go the distance.
Are you holding the lyrics to the song?
And I'll stay on track. No, I won't accept defeat.
What is happening
I'm
right
looking
now?
At
I'm
him
just
holding
I'm,
a piece of
I
paper.
Have the lyrics printed out. That's all.
So you're
just for inspiration.
Like words of affirmation throughout the day, you're just going to pull them out and
during the show,
read a stanza or
I'm just going to read a stanza from Michael Bolton. This is a normal thing for the playoffs, for your playoff song.
I like you keep saying, it's Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton did not write that song. There's no way.
No, he sung it.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit for all of it.
Wait. Michael Bolton wrote plenty of music. Telling me Michael Bolton didn't write his own music?
It's a Disney song. So
I bet he didn't write much of his music.
I think
you think he wrote I Thought I Loved You But I Lied?
It was Alan Menken. I mean, the dude writes everything.
It's a Disney song. There's also a rock version for the. I mean, it was a long drive in, so I had to go through all the covers.
Also, lyricist David Zippel.
Okay.
Don't want to leave him out.
Oh, well, yeah, good old.
To know.
I mean, they're the one that they wrote the words.
Michael Bolton's just a voice.
Like you only like me for my voice.
Yeah, and the hair. All right, Hungry for More. I'm not surprised at Mike's pick.
Yeah,
this
baby.
I
went to put him in, and Mike had him first.
Yeah. Drake London. Arthur. This is how we do it, my man.
This is how we do it.
Drake London, 10 for 175. You feature your alpha number one wide receiver, and he is every part of it. He is a fantastic player. He's averaging 2 yards per route run. Apparently, the Dino, I did not hear this discussion. We had London, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. That's a fun one to go through. But Drake London is just... It's been a frustrating season knowing, like just watching Drake London and knowing what he could be doing if he were in a different circumstance. They gave him this opportunity against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, gets 175 yards, monster game. So hopefully, and it wasn't just London. It was also Bijan, Kyle Pitts. Like, the big three were finally the feature part. It wasn't just, oh, we'll distract them with our really good players, and then we'll give our tertiary options the ball. Keep doing this. I need more Drake London in my life.
This was what you wanted to see. I said it could be the coming out party. The problem has been not Drake London ever. The problem has been, can the ball get close enough to the area where he could catch it with his hands? Because, I mean, you're literally coming off a game where he caught 20% of the targets. So that's the problem. Can Desmond Ridder continue to put the ball anywhere near his gigantic frame? And, you know, he caught 10 of 11 targets this last game. He has never had a game with that high of a catch percentage. He's been a 63% guy in his rookie season and this year before this past week. So, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Although they lost, so they may go back to Algier and Patterson.
That would be a travesty, as they did not lose because of the offense. They lost because of the defense.
Yeah, that's fair to note that, like, it wasn't their offense that lost them the game. They deserved to win based on what the offense did. But it's also fair to know, like, it's probably unrealistic to think that all the targets are going to be catchable. They haven't upgraded their quarterback.
That's
and so, you know, we see plenty of these middling quarterbacks good games from time to time.
Jason, get out of that toxic groupthink.
Okay, that's right, yeah.
Jason, who's your hungry for more candidate this week?
It's a player I loved coming into the season. Started to get hot, on fire, got injured. Came back and has been running a ton. It's Justin Fields, and I am hungry for more Justin Fields. Since returning from his injury, he's been running like crazy. 18 for 104 rushing yards, 12 rushing attempts for 59, 12 for 58. And the Bears are winning. They're winning ball games. The team looks good. Justin Fields has looked better. The involvement of DJ Moore has finally been making sense. Their defense has stepped up. In his last six starts, Justin Fields, four of those six matchups have been a top 10 quarterback on the week.
That's what we need.
Three of those six have been a top three on the week. We're not talking about, like, oh, that was good. That was a week winning type of performance. Now, he plays the Cleveland Browns. Uh-huh. And this week, that seems like not the matchup you want. But I want to highlight something. The Cleveland Browns, through the first 11 weeks of this season, were the best defense in the league. And specifically against quarterbacks, they were the number one hardest defense. But they have dealt with injuries. Ward has been out. Miles Garrett has been playing, but clearly banged up. He is not the game wrecker he was for the first 10, 11 weeks of the season. The last 3 weeks, every single week, they have given up more to the quarterback than that quarterback's average. They are, instead of the first, as in the best, you know, defense against quarterbacks for fantasy, they are, in the last 3 weeks, the 24th. They aren't quite as strong. And with Flacco in tow, you know, he's had a lot of good coming for fantasy. You know, you could trust Amari Cooper. You could trust David Njoku a little bit more. But he also has had just a few, like, what was that pick? And that sets up the other team's offense to score. So I am hungry for more Justin Fields. I want him to run. I want him to succeed. I want him to help people win fantasy championships this year in the playoffs.
This week will be a big test going into Cleveland. Denzel Ward didn't play last week, could be back this week. And if he gets it done this week, that'll be the proving grounds for the Arizona-Atlanta explosions. And as someone who may end up facing Justin Fields next week, not looking forward to that. Don't want to do that. He's also been protecting the football a little bit better. No interceptions for three consecutive games. Only one interception in the last five. He did fumble a little bit. But last week, no turnovers. He only has two multi-touchdown games throwing the football out of nine, and he's still putting up those numbers. So that's kind of a nice place to be when you're quarterback.
Those multis are four apiece, though.
I know. If you throw a second touchdown, though, like Justin Fields throwing a second touchdown automatically puts him into the top five every week.
Yeah, because
that's a strange thing. It's a strange thing when you can just throw two and then you're like the best quarterback on the week and they've won three or four games. So I like that one.
I just realized. So you, Andy,
you're thinking about the Bolton song?
yes, I am. And this is the tale. of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
No, I was talking about the odds, you know, any given Sunday, anything can happen. But the odds are right now that next week you will play Papa Josh in round two of the playoffs. And you will have to face Justin Fields, who you basically orchestrated getting to his team against the Cardinals.
Right.
Oh, man, that's going to be must-watch TV. Continue, Andy. Who's your hungry for more?
It's a two-pack.
Oh, you're starving.
David Njoku and Amari Cooper. Joe Flacco, 44 and 45 pass attempts the last two starts. Did either of you guys see his post-game interview?
I did not.
It was pretty endearing because it was, you know, this was a guy who was watching football like 3 weeks ago, and he's just kind of in a YOLO zone of like, I feel like I'm 10 years old again getting to do this. Like, he knows how valuable it is to get to play in the NFL.
That had to have been brutal for someone like Joe Flacco, watching what has happened this year.
At quarterback?
With all the backups being awful. And he's like, I can do this better than you. We all, you know.
Yeah, we say that type of stuff.
Male Americans.
Like Cam Newton says that all the time.
Yeah. No, and he cannot. But but Joe Flacco can.
Well, and he had a very good game. This is the first time last week, David Njoku, two touchdowns. First time in his career he's had two in a game. Second highest yardage total of his career with Joe Flacco. Amari Cooper, season high, 14 targets, 7 for 77. Would have been dealt in a better game if he hadn't fumbled. Chicago-Houston, the next 2 weeks. These two players, I think, can be key cogs in a fantasy football championship run if you were so lucky to have them on your roster. And I'm hungry for more. I can go the distance.
You can, man, believe in yourself because you are good enough, Andy.
Thank you.
All right.
That was Hungry for More, presented by Uber Eats. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. A defense?
No.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can order now on the app. Product availability may vary by region. See the app for details. Eckler finally put some deodorant on last week.
Yeah.
Smelled a
lot.
Not
stinky.
Smelled a lot better.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
I'm sure we've all done it, the left home without the deodorant on mistake.
Oh, yeah.
We've been there.
Of course. How long, what's the average time to remembering, do you think? Like moments from, like you leave the house, you forgot.
It's either.
How long does it take?
It's either 5 minutes, like right away, or it's a problem. Because then.
It's either a smell or a feeling?
Yeah, it's either I remember, and that's right away, or I am reminded, and that's a problem.
Yes.
That's like, oh, wait. Oh, no, that's right.
What do you do in that situation? Do you hit the Walmart?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make
Mike
a little
lets
pit
it
stop.
Ride.
You got to let it ride.
Mike's got the look of a...
disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like two or three shirts on.
That's true.
He's insulating.
I've got a barrier. That, dude, hoodie season, man.
You just throw on another layer.
I am not...
Sweat more.
I am not opposed to, you know, a run to the bathroom a couple times. You got to soap and water it up.
Oh, a full cleaning.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Look, desperate times.
Yeah, yeah. All right, news and notes. The Vikings have named Nick Mullins their starting quarterback against the Bengals.
Makes sense.
Jason said he was pretty much sure of that yesterday.
It was their plan from the moment that, you know, Kirk Cousins got injured. Dobbs was brought in to be a backup while Mullins was recovering from his injury. It just so happened Dobbs was thrust into...
He won that one game.
Yeah, he was thrust into a game he wasn't supposed to play, won the hearts of the Vikings and was given more opportunity than he really deserved.
He is the, and I hate to say this, but he's the like the drunk guy at the bar who thinks the girl's real pretty, and then the next day.
Oh, no.
He realizes he did not go home with the girl he thought he went home with.
Yeah. That's what we thought of Dobbs.
That's what happens every time guys that people see Dobbs the first time. Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Arizona, Minnesota.
Like, this guy's pretty good.
And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, who is this?
He's not.
Alexander Mattison, non-participant on Tuesday's walkthrough. I assume we're all in a very doubtful state about Alexander Mattison.
That's where I am.
Currently very doubtful. Expecting him to miss, but we'll be monitoring it till Sunday.
And Jefferson will be monitoring that as well.
Saturday.
I mean, you talk about a real gamble. Justin Jefferson last week, you know, he basically was the equivalent of the week you played Achan off of injury.
Yeah.
Got nothing. You'd waited forever for him. Now you have a new quarterback in Nick Mullins.
I think it's better.
Yeah, it is definitely better. Mullins is an upgrade over Dobbs for the passing game. Mullins is not as good as Dobbs if you're playing that player as a quarterback because Dobbs has that rushing floor. But this is an upgrade. And if Justin Jefferson is active, I'm 100% still starting him.
Jamar Chase, non-participant, ankle injury, monitor that. Tyreek Hill, day-to-day. You know, Tyreek Hill's not a guarantee to play, but I think he'll be playing. So we'll see what happens there. And we got a report this morning, a couple reports this morning. Nico Collins feeling better, making progress. Stroud still in concussion protocol. Houston, a complete unknown right now. Don't know the quarterback, don't know the wide receiver group.
I think that's the best way to say it. You just, Houston is a question mark. Like, they should be, you know, I don't even know if the line is active for that team, but I don't know how you would. You're just making a bet on injuries you don't know about right now.
And then Shane Steichen did mention yesterday that Jonathan Taylor will play again this season.
Well, it's the plan. Well, he said that's the plan.
So we'll see if that is your fantasy season.
Yeah, I mean, people make plans.
This is a team that
plans change.
Playoff contending. Like, they are fighting to win ball games. They did not put him on the IR. He has already missed 2 weeks. So, in theory, they believed that this injury would not be a four-week injury. They want him back. This would be the third week. I don't imagine he plays this week, but it's realistic that he could be back for next week in the playoffs. That's against Atlanta, and the following week against the Raiders.
That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Thursday night preview. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, 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 and social gatherings, they pick up, and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Apparently, Jason, all those thoughts you had on Jonathan Taylor coming back made Papa Josh very excited.
That's great. I look to make everyone excited through the playoffs. I believe that everyone out there can be a winner. Josh included.
Not everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, not everyone will win, but everyone can win.
Well, not everyone.
If you made the playoffs.
That's all I'm saying. If you didn't make it.
I mean, half of the people every week are not winning.
Mike, did we make the playoffs?
You're darn right.
Darn right we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Andy. Champ, champ, champ.
The most important league.
Yeah, darn right.
All right, let's jump in.
Thursday Night Breakdown.
All right, the falling down the hill Los Angeles Chargers at 5-8 take on the
Stay Strong Little Roots.
Take on the falling down the hill Las Vegas Raiders at 5-8. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Las Vegas, -3. This is the part that is so sad. The over-under is 34, and that is not a number you would have ever seen for a matchup between these two teams with those weapons if
they had quarterbacks.
They had quarterbacks, and they had running backs, and they had wide receivers. I mean, Josh Jacobs, certainly in question. Kyle, I don't know if you can look up and see what the line was, the over-under, before the Jacobs injury. I'd be curious if that was accounted for at all. But, you know, the Chargers have lost 4 of 5. The Raiders have lost 3 in a row. Neither team is hitting the overs. The Raiders are home favorites in this one. The hockey sticks at quarterback for Los Angeles, Easton Stick. And it's Aiden O'Connell who had a 0-point game. They're 30th in points per game since he took over, 31st in points per plays per game.
Yeah, this is a barf fest for fantasy. The Raiders' defense has been legitimately pretty good. The Chargers' defense has been legitimately pretty good. And that is awful when you consider how bad both offenses are and now losing Justin Herbert. I think these teams are going to have a hard time scoring. The line at 34 is very low, but I could easily see them not getting to that low line.
I don't know. I'd be curious the Max Crosby status right now, because I think that was up in the air. That obviously is the Raiders' defense in a lot of respects, but yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, Aiden O'Connell and Easton Stick is not the matchup you were hoping for on Thursday Night Football, and you know, these are two teams in the top 10 of the NFL draft right now.
And even worse, is Keenan Allen playing?
Yeah.
I mean, he did not practice. Was he a full did not practice on Tuesday? Because he missed.
Correct.
He was, or whatever it is right now, because it's the early game, so listed as that. And if you recall, there was the very famous playoff Keenan Allen.
Was that in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
The fantasy playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mike would remember.
Also yeah. Burned into Mike's memory forever.
Yeah, because Keenan Allen shouted, it was to me.
He did.
He looked right in the camera, into my eyes. We had a moment. And he shouted with full confidence, "Don't sit me," because he was coming off an injury.
Did you know it was this exact week with this exact matchup?
Yeah. All right, that part
yes.
I did.
Same week, same team in Las Vegas.
And you know who didn't sit Keenan Allen that week? This guy.
Because he said, "Don't sit me."
Yeah.
And if you don't remember the story, or you're thinking Mike is making some hyperbolic statement by saying that he looked right into Mike's eyes, Keenan did look at the camera pregame and say, "Don't sit me." He was telling people, "Don't sit him." And then he goosed. And not only goosed.
He had 1 for 17.
Yeah, he had a catch.
But what did he
and then
like,
left the game?
I was going to say he didn't play much that game, right? There was something that was, it was like outlandishly bad. He was just a decoy.
Some have considered his comments, maybe he meant it like, "Don't sit me."
Yeah.
He has a problem articulating punctuation.
Yeah, punctuation is an issue for Keenan Allen. So,
like Christopher Walken situation. Don't sit me. Wait, hold on. Hold on, man.
Wait, what do I do?
What are you saying?
I've said what I need to say.
Well, the fact that it's lining up that way again, and let's be honest, Keenan Allen's a top 5 fantasy producer. He has a different quarterback. He'll be completely needed in this game if he's active.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let me tell you this. Push comes to shove here. We need to look at some names.
We do. And by the way, for those in need of roster spots, I'll tell you what I did, because I don't know if it's prescriptive or not, if you guys would have done the same. I after paying for Joshua Palmer last week with Fab, I jettisoned him into space yesterday because I realized I will never have the confidence to play Joshua Palmer. If he comes out and has a good game, I will not have the confidence to play Joshua Palmer moving forward. So I took that like question out of my head for future weeks.
That's not too bad.
Okay, so here are the questions. Would you sit?
Pass.
Would you sit Keenan Allen? I'm going to start. Would you sit Keenan Allen if you could pivot to DeVonta Smith against Seattle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you're making it easy first.
Yes, I'm starting easy. Courtland Sutton in a plus matchup against Detroit in Detroit.
Cortland Sutton.
What if Keenan's a full practice today?
I don't have that information, so I'm answering.
All right,
like
so
I've
you're
never
right. Yeah, Sutton.
Okay, let's go down a little bit further. A player who's been hot, his opportunities are up because of injuries around him. The matchup is perfect, but this is a guy who's been a questionable start every week.
Mm.
Would you be willing to bench Keenan Allen for Jaden Reed, rookie wide receiver for the Packers? Against Tampa Bay,
and
one of the best matchups for wide receivers.
And you probably won't know Christian Watson's full status by then.
I would be, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, true. I'd be benching him.
Him, which is, what is his name that you are benching?
Him, you know, the guy we're talking about.
The dude.
I don't, this is not a fair game. I want to know the status report of Allen. Kyle, in all those situations, who are you playing?
I'm playing Keenan Allen, and I'll probably die.
Yeah.
Okay, there you Kyle's go. Not the right person to ask, though, because
no,
Kyle,
I know.
What does the tattoo say across your chest?
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
It just says Keenan Allen.
That's exactly
Keenan
that's
Allen.
All it says, Keenan Allen. He takes his shirt off, and people are like, oh, are you
it's
Keenan
his lower,
Allen?
It's his lower back.
Right? Yeah, it's all over. Front, back, legs, behind the ear, little
right,
tiny.
Right cheek.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a report that just came out this morning on the other side. I mean, you're looking at Davante Adams. He's had it's been a struggle. Like, you always play Davante Adams, but it has been a single-digit struggle very often. The Athletic is reporting right now, and this comes from a beat writer in Las Vegas, Vic DeFore. Very likely Aiden O'Connell gets benched for Garoppolo if he plays poorly in week 15.
Okay, I was going to ask, what happened? I mean, I know Garoppolo wasn't playing great or anything, and then you had all the coaching fiasco. But was there – I couldn't recall the contract status. Was this they're trying not to get Garoppolo hurt so they don't owe him a bunch of money?
Yeah, there's money implications if he plays and gets hurt, which he loves doing.
Yeah, he does. Okay. So that makes sense to bench him if you know he's not the future. But Aiden O'Connell's been
– He's been terrible. He's been terrible. And you know, it's much better for Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers if Jimmy G is in there.
Well, it's just – it's that's such a tough situation because it's so unfair to the defense to be like your offense is inept. You have to carry us, and they're doing their best. Like they held Minnesota to zero points with 2 minutes left, and they couldn't win the game.
All right, if Jimmy G gets hurt, they're on the hook for $11.25 million to Jimmy G. If you're Jimmy G and you get the start,
are you
sliding?
My groin.
You're not sliding, right?
No, head first into everything.
Well, yeah, they have to.
I'm currently calling doctors to say, what can you not verify with X-ray or MRI that would be a legitimate injury? That's what I'm doing. I'm going out there and whatever that is, like if it's my spleen or if it, whatever, I know.
What can't you see with the cameras?
Yes. How can I not be proven to not be injured?
You guys are playing Davante Adams, right?
Yeah.
Would you play him over Keenan Allen if Allen's active?
I would play him over Keenan Allen simply because this is not the first time that he's really in that situation.
It is
he's
a new injury. It's a new injury.
Yeah.
It's not one he's been reporting this year.
If Keenan is hurt and has Easton Stick.
This conversation's...
This is
I'm
sad.
Worried about this conversation because it's Wednesday... We don't have today's practice report. We don't have tomorrow's situation. Well, they play tomorrow.
All right.
I guess I'm worried about the conversation just because I don't want to, like, this is not the end of the story, okay?
We need to make sure.
This is the middle chapter.
We need to make sure in tomorrow's news we have the updated practice report with today and we talk again about what you would do because I do think in this matchup, if you're looking at what is probable for Easton Stick, I would think that you're looking at around 200 passing yards. Like kind of almost as the cap. I know he threw for like 150 in the second half last week.
Yeah, he was 13 for 24 for 179 last week.
And so
not that good. Two fumbles.
But I think that, you know, one touchdown and 200 yards is kind of like I think the Chargers would be like, you did pretty good out there. And if you're dividing that, you know, you're still gonna have Quentin Johnston, who was the more benefactor of Easton Stick last week. You're going to have Austin Eckler out of the backfield, some
tight ends. Yeah.
It just seems like there is not going to be a whole lot here to go around for Keenan.
He's also the best friend of quarterbacks, though. And
great. I look forward to Jason telling me if he's going to play Keenan Allen tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Tomorrow. Let's suspend that for tomorrow.
Because I mean,
listen to some inspiring songs coming in and make a decision.
Okay. It's up to Jason.
All right, I will answer.
You interested in either tight end in this game? I would have said Everett if it was a different quarterback, but I don't have confidence.
Yeah,
in
no,
no. Nope. I don't want to start my week on that note.
Yeah, this does not seem like, you know how a couple weeks ago you got to start, I guess a couple weeks in a row, you got to start with the CeeDee Lamb Thursday night?
Yeah, my sweetie.
I think most people who are playing guys in this game are going to start off where the end of the week they're going to be like, I got to throw Gabe Davis in because I need upside.
Yeah, I have Davante Adams in my big matchup, and I'm just praying that, look, if you're Aiden O'Connell, just throw it to him every play. He'll be happy. He'll be one less person mad at you on the sideline. All right. Anybody else from this game you want to talk about? Eckler. Let's talk about Eckler for a second.
Okay. Yeah, Eckler and Zamir, just in case. Eckler. Because if Josh Jacobs plays, I'm going to play him.
100%.
So if Josh Jacobs is out,
Zamir White slides into the, you know.
Does he make it to RB2
no.
territory?
No, he's Antonio Gibson RB3 territory.
All right.
In my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And I would rather play Antonio Gibson if I could over Zamir White.
And the same goes for Abdullah.
Abdullah, to category. Me, would be even lower than Zamir White because the touchdown opportunity is probably Zamir's.
He's a P. Ryan category.
Yeah.
And then Eckler last week bounced back a little bit. They're going to be dependent on him. The opportunities for Joshua Kelly and Isaiah Spiller were not there, and they weren't good. So Eckler is a start, and you pray on Thursday?
Yep. You have to start him. I mean, his opportunities, even when he was sucking.
Kenneth Walker or Austin Eckler? Two players with question marks.
Walker versus
Philly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Eckler there.
I would go Eckler there.
Eckler's
still. He's got a lot to prove rest of the season.
The last 3 weeks, 16 opportunities, 17 opportunities, 17 opportunities. Last week he looked pretty good. He was, you know, over 5 a clip. I gave that little anecdote about the play I saw where I was like, oh,
that's not him.
Who was that? That wasn't Eckler. It was like, oh, no, it was. He had burst, and, you know, Mike's talked about he's been coming back from this high ankle sprain, which sometimes could take, you know, months.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody else from this matchup? If you want to get into the mailbag?
Let's go.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Ooh. All right. If you have a question for the show, go to the website, thefantasyfootballers.com. Click on the submit a question button. Dial the voicemail hotline 302-464-TFFB. Mike, are you shaking your head over there?
Yeah, you're posting pictures of your playlist.
Well, I noticed that I had a paused song in the corner of my laptop.
Yeah.
What was the song?
It was superstar lyricist Michael Bolton.
Did
you want
music?
The lyrics, Mike? Here.
No,
Here you go, Mike.
I have often dreamed, right?
Yeah. You could probably sing it.
Of a far off place.
That's
right.
Where a hero's welcome.
We'll be waiting for me.
This is fantasy football.
Great game.
It's fantasy football. Let's jump into a mailbag question.
Hey, footballers. This is Jason from New Hampshire. Just a quick question heading into the fantasy playoffs. I was able to grab Trey McBride and David Njoku. Who would you guys be riding for the fantasy playoffs? Thank you very much, and I love watching you guys. Keep up the great work.
Oh, man.
This is actually this is a pretty tough question for this week.
Mm-hmm. Trey McBride gets the 49ers. David Njoku gets the Chicago Bears.
San Francisco is the second best defense against tight ends in the league. Njoku coming off a big game, but you don't want to just chase a career high in touchdowns.
Right.
And you also have a matchup where, like, Cleveland on paper could be out ahead in that game. They could, you know, Jason was talking about Justin Fields. Maybe if Justin Fields gets it going against the Cleveland defense, they're throwing the football like they were last week. That would be the hope.
That's the hope, for sure.
But, you know, I feel like McBride is a target guarantee. Like, I would bet the targets are higher for McBride than Njoku if I was betting targets. But that's a really tough decision.
Oh, it is really tough.
I mean, the last two games these two played, I mean, 8 for 89 for McBride with a touchdown before the bye week. There was some more buzz this morning interviewing offensive coordinator for the Cardinals, talking about Trey McBride was ready for the opportunity, sky's the limit, you know, elite tight end was thrown around.
It's tough because this is the one position where I really do usually focus on
the matchup
a lot more.
Njoku's matchup is against the 17th ranked tight end defense.
Yeah, I mean, if you really look on a game-by-game basis, right, at what the San Francisco 49ers have given up, the second half of the year has been worse for them at guarding tight ends, which is good. That's where we are. I mean, coming off this last week, you saw a lot more points than average from the Seattle tight ends being scored than you usually see out of them. So they actually gave up quite a bit. A couple weeks earlier, they gave the average to Seattle. The week before that, to Tampa Bay, they gave up more than their average. So
we should say the answer at the same time and see if we have the same name.
Okay, I think that's fair. This is a tough question, but I do have my answer. Do you have
Mike,
yours, Mike?
Do you have an answer there?
I do, yeah.
All right, go last names here.
Last names.
Last okay. names. All right. 3, 2, 1.
McBride. Njoku.
Yeah, I thought I saw that coming.
So we were Mike and I were McBride. You were Njoku.
But it's very close. And I would. Here's the truth. I'd feel great about both players at this stage in the season. They're both above Kincaid. They're both above Goddard. They're both above Ferguson, in my opinion. They're both very good plays this week.
Yeah.
And we brought it up before, but just hang on to David Njoku. He's got the best tight end schedule of any tight end the rest of the season.
Hopefully they're both just great.
Yeah. Hopefully this is I got 21 points instead of 20.
That's been happening a lot lately. Like we benched Flowers and we thought, oh no, we made a huge mistake because we put in Jaden Reed over him. And it was like, he scored
some. It was a mistake of 0.1.
Yeah.
Those are the best mistakes. Mistakes that aren't mistakes at all. All right. There is a follow-up question from YouTube on T. McBee. Isaiah Likely or T. McBee? And that's a Trey McBride easy for
I'll
me.
I'll go McBride.
Let's jump into another voicemail.
Hey, Ballers. Tyler from Dallas. Quick question for you. Trying to decide who to start between Kyler Murray and Trevor Lawrence. Appreciate it.
Yikes.
So Kyler Murray against San Fran.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is Baltimore. He's in a rough matchup. Baltimore is the second best team against quarterbacks.
Tell that to Matthew Stafford last week in the rain.
No, I know. I know. I think that for me I'm going to go Kyler. I think the mobility, it gives me a higher baseline from disaster.
I would agree. Given the current ankle issue that Trevor Lawrence is playing through, the theoretical very good defense that Baltimore usually is, and this is a very important game. I mean, these two teams are playing for that, like, number one seed. I will go with Kyler's rushing ability and hope that if he gets, 50 or 60 yards on the ground, that it comes with a rushing touchdown and have that baseline. I'm not really thrilled with either option this week.
Yeah, I'll go Kyler as well. Week 11 against Houston, the team only put up 16 points, and yet Kyler was the QB6. The next week, they only put up 14 points. He was the QB9. And then in a weird one against Pittsburgh, they put up 24 points, but he was the QB17 because that was the James Conner. James Conner was back. James Conner is still a playable fantasy running back because of the volume, but San Francisco, I would bet more on the Kyler side.
Last week was the most yards and points given up by Baltimore all year long, and it was at home, and it was against Los Angeles.
In bad weather.
Maybe that was the reason.
Yeah, it's the weather. The defenders were slipping around.
The weather seemed just fine.
Both
quarterbacks threw for a billion yards and played well.
It wasn't as bad as earlier worries about wind, but it was just rain. And rain does not really affect passing that much if it's not windy.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like a dome game or something. I mean, it was just the exact same
almost.
Output.
I don't know.
Just
more exciting. Dome games last week were like 3-0. Yeah. So.
Oh, if he flipped?
Never!
Yeah, I know. You won't abandon that.
Because
quarterbacks still also matter.
You know, Sleeper.
Show me the teams were in the domes.
Sleeper has the little icon that is next to the matchup that shows
like the blowing
shows
wind
a dome or a blowing wind or like the sun. I see that little dome symbol. It just, it feels so good.
Yeah.
For fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. And for getting pneumonia. It also protects individuals from pneumonia.
So if I flip my argument to health-based, can I get people on board? Yeah.
If you give me the stats, pneumonia per capita in open dome cities.
I'm on it.
Which, Kyle, stop it. Stop looking it up, Kyle.
He already has.
Because he's already got it pulling up. Kyle's kind of like a fantasy AI that we have access to.
Mm-hmm.
We can just ask a question and
Even when you don't want the answer,
yeah,
you're going to get it.
He'll give you the stats for every Mighty Ducks starting lineup player. I don't know. He's like Minority Report over there. He's got all the screens. Let's move on here. It's a trust your studs test. We're going into it, okay? You want to play this game? No, I don't. Too bad. You have to. All right. This question comes in from Twitter, Mark West. Which
wait,
oh yeah,
the Mark West that no one listening
1992
knows.
Center for the Phoenix Suns, Mark West. Wow, Old Dominion alumni. Wow,
thanks for listening and supporting the show. We really appreciate it, Mark.
Oh man, well, he would like to know. He's a big fantasy guy, big guy in general. But after the last 4 weeks, PPR question: Stephon Diggs, Rashee Rice.
Full PPR, I'm still going to go Diggs. I completely understand Rashee Rice has been more and more involved, more active, getting touchdowns, but I don't expect it.
Better.
Yeah, sure, better.
No, I'm with you. That's why I made the joke.
The targets are there for Diggs. You
are
expect
they?
A high. Yeah, yeah. I mean, last
11,
week he still had.
How is he
weeks?
Doing such little with so much?
Not well, 2 weeks ago, or I should 2 games ago against Philly, he was the wide receiver 13.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was
yeah,
okay.
He scored. Yeah,
last
6 for 74.
Week, very nice. Difficult matchup against the Kansas okay. City Chiefs. There's a high over-under in this game against Dallas.
Yeah, I'm still going Diggs.
Yeah.
It was pointed out to me yesterday by Mike that, like, I turned down your trade after you turned down my trade. Like,
right.
You could have sent
Same
me
trade,
could have sent me Ackler, would have changed your season and everything. And then Mike pointed out, like, I didn't – he was shopping Stephon Diggs.
Right.
And I just, something in me just didn't, like, everyone thought I was going to get him. I had all the picks to get him, and I didn't do it. And so far.
Yeah.
You know how bad that would feel if I was rolling Eckler Diggs right now?
Yeah.
With no draft picks?
You would be not in the playoffs.
Yeah. You would probably be not in the playoffs if you made those two trades. Crazy.
All right. Dave wants to know, he just picked up Matthew Stafford off waivers. Do I play him over Mahomes?
Oh, my gosh.
I am in a league. The listener league. I'm trying to earn everybody out there an extra spot to be had. I am actively paying Fab to pick up Matthew Stafford. I am playing him over Mahomes on my team.
Yep, and I would do the same thing. It's very tough pill to swallow when you look at the names. You know that Patrick Mahomes is awesome, but the matchup is incredible. It doesn't get much better than, you know, I talked about it on the stream of the week yesterday for Matthew Stafford. But you just look at the last 3 weeks. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback 3 in fantasy. Only Dak Prescott and, surprisingly, Trevor Lawrence have scored more than Matthew Stafford. And then you add in the matchup.
Yeah.
Where Patrick Mahomes, low over-under against New England. Patrick Mahomes over that same time period has been the quarterback 8, the quarterback 16, the quarterback 20, while Stafford has been the quarterback 7, 8, and 5. So he's been playing better, and he's got the better matchup. I'm rolling Stafford.
Yeah, would you play Geno Smith over Patrick Mahomes?
That would be hard because Geno's coming off the
injury concern.
But he plays Philly.
I'm saying the chance of re-aggravating the groin injury is, like, the thought of that is so devastating. So I probably go Mahomes there. But Stafford, at this point, you're not finding a waiver wire piece of garbage that you're throwing into your lineup because, oh, the matchup is so great. No, Cooper Kupp looks like he's ready to perform again. Puka's playing fantastic. Everything is lined up so that you need to adjust how you're looking at Matthew Stafford right now the point I want to make. It's not just the matchup. It's Stafford and the Rams are moving forward, are in a really good spot. The touchdowns are hitting for Stafford right now, and the matchup against the Manders. I believe the Manders have given up the most top 12 fantasy quarterbacks by far.
Yeah, it's a smash matchup. Yeah. And that's hopefully you blocked somebody you're playing from playing Stafford. Let's close out with this classic annual debate question from Instagram. Tony wants to know, should you continue to add drop players once your team is eliminated from the playoffs? I am in a expert league right now that got put into playoffs. The notice went out with the bracket, and it said, remember, only playoff teams can add and drop players on the waiver day.
So I don't mind at all if a league wants to institute that. If a league wants to say, look, we want our playoff teams to put their best foot forward,
right,
not be blocked by people who are playing for nothing, I don't mind that at all. But I prefer leagues where you are playing for something. There's a consolation bracket. There's a
weekly prize.
A weekly prize. There's a toilet to avoid wearing around your neck.
There's okay. still the possibility of trying to find a keeper.
Right, yeah, if you're in a keeper league, obviously Dynasty or whatever. So the majority of leagues, I
think I have a different opinion now.
Yeah. So the majority of leagues for me, I prefer active players, not just like grabbing a guy to cause mayhem entirely. But I think if you're playing actively, it shouldn't be limited to just the playoffs. If you want it limited to just the playoffs, then your league just needs to institute that as a rule.
I think my opinion, unless you're in a keeper league, is now on the side of non-playoff teams should not be able to add. Because the purpose, here's the reason why. And we had a discussion this morning in the studio about, you know, people that have gone out, commissioners in particular, and made jokes in the, you know,
quote unquote jokes.
Yeah, quote unquote jokes. Wouldn't it be funny if everybody signed a quarterback and this player can't sign one?
Don't do that.
Listen, one of the things that happens if you're a non-playoff team and you are participating in the waivers, without any purpose. If there isn't external reasons, a weekly prize, a keeper, a playoff position, something in play. If it's totally arbitrary to do it, somebody loses on the other end of that signing, right? There's a winner and a loser. Somebody else is going to look at it with the eyeball to collusion. I mean, at some point in time, you're like, that guy picked this player up. That affects me negatively. My opponent gets a benefit. Is that player working with my opponent?
Yeah, if there is no purpose to you playing, if it's not changing the outcome of draft picks or punishments or keepers or anything, then you can argue then the only thing you're doing is trying to...
you're disrupting somebody.
Yeah.
Not like one matchup. You're disrupting one person in a matchup. And I've never been on that side until really today in this discussion.
Are you still firmly on the other side, Mike?
Yeah.
He's on the
watch the world burn.
If there's a rule in place before the season starts, fine. I will abide by the rule. But there is no gentleman's clause for me of, well, you can't do this. Why? Because you're just not supposed to. Because I don't really like it if you do that. Get out of my way. I'm gonna do what I want.
Well, that's not surprising. One more question, because it's a good one. It's a marriage question, which is we're experts, okay. Obviously. YouTube question from Billy. How do I win when I play my wife in week one of the fantasy playoffs? Seems like a real lose-lose to me.
I think it's a win-win. You win, and then you just make sure she don't forget it.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
If you have a...
That seems like a lose.
If you're in a marriage and you have a strong relationship, this is...
What if you have like a kind of a mediocre relationship?
Like if you're on the verge of ending things, then maybe you shouldn't be playing fantasy football together. You should be doing cooperative things,
so
not
she,
competitive
if
things.
She wins and you lose, you lose. If you win and she loses,
you win.
At fantasy. Yeah. Which is all that matters right now.
Yeah. I mean, whoever loses, they'll get over it.
Go the distance.
Yeah.
Show your wife great respect by putting your best foot forward and showing her how great you are
at fantasy
football, and then buy her a pizza.
All right, one last reminder to drop it like it's hot. Waiver wire is going through. See who the other league mates have sent into the waiver wire. Tomorrow starts the week, matchup previews.
We do have one slight update.
Do we?
Yeah, because, I mean, we had talked about
Jimmy Garoppolo,
but now it's being reported head coach Antonio Pierce of the Raiders, he's not decided who will start.
Ooh.
So this is upgraded from a mid-game move to maybe we just play Jimmy Garoppolo,
which would be fantastic.
There's
no way that this doesn't happen if I didn't listen to that song coming in.
I was just going to say, I could tell you there's no chance that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't start. Everything has worked out for Andy. Because Andy has Devontae Adams. No, I know we've got Devontae Adams too. I'm just saying, every single thing that needs to go right has fallen into place for Andy so far.
What if it's Brian Hoyer?
Well, I mean,
anything but O'Connell.
I think Brian Hoyer is a sideways move, but Garoppolo is an upgrade.
That'll do it for today's episode. Starts tomorrow. Matchups the next 2 days. Fantasy face-off and a whole lot more. We'll talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.